As someone who is so excited to garden this spring, yet really wants top quality soil, I'm really excited to introduce you to Coast of Maine, which is an esteemed brand renowned for its organic soil offerings. And if you're seeking to infuse your home environment with a nourishing essence that promotes flourishing plant life, you're gonna wanna listen to this, because with over 28 years of expertise, Coast of Maine has meticulously crafted soils sourced from oceanic waters and farms certified for organic cultivation. It's so nice to find such a sustainable, eco-friendly brand who really emphasizes the importance of natural ingredients to enrich their soil. And I mean, they have, like I said, top quality with rigorous quality control and OMRI listed certification. Their diverse range of products caters to all gardening needs. Most of our soils may lack appropriate nutrients for success for our plants, and our plants need this. We want to regenerate the healthy microbes in our soils to set up for gardening success and just for our plants to thrive. So if we add Coast of Maine products, this will indeed help. Whether you're planting trees or shrubs or perennials in your yard, adding Coast of Maine soil in your planting holes leads to a long, slow feeding of your plants, making them self-sufficient and vibrant, which we love. Let's say you want a vegetable garden. Not only will you receive abundant harvest, but there will be less feeding and maintenance throughout the season. Amazing. You know that everything grown in Coast of Maine soil is organic and safe for your family and friends right out of the garden. And then you get to also feel good about their sourcing, as I'm so thankful they provide natural ingredients, because they will never include household waste or biosolids. And we know that nothing nurtures the world above better than the soil below, cultivated from products and practices rooted in Coast of Maine. And so they will continually perfect the art and science of sourcing, mixing, and composting products worthy of the people and the place that inspired their brand and the healthier world it was built to serve. Coast of Maine believes in nurturing relationships with local retailers. We love supporting local, and the products are carried by local retail partners who can provide advice and insight not found in big box stores. So Coast of Maine knows from beginner to expert. Anyone who takes a hand to the land has something to offer the growing community of gardeners everywhere. And their products make organic gardening simple and approachable so we can all garden. So let's get to growing. Visit coastofmaine.com to find a local retailer near you. That's Coast of Maine, like the state with an E, coastofmaine.com. I am an everyday a touch of mascara kind of gal, though I love a full glam moment. So whether I'm simply just adding my liquid lash extensions mascara by Thrive Cosmetics, or adding their highlighter, eyeliner, or eyeshadow to my full glam, Thrive has been my go-to since 2020 for most of my makeup products. So that's why I'm so excited that they're sponsoring this episode. And why do I love them? Well, not only is their quality and their application just chef's kiss, but also the causes they support. In fact, it's in the name, Thrive Cosmetics. C-A-U-S-E Medics. Thrive Cosmetics and Bigger Than Beauty Skincare exist to empower their customers, employees, and giving partners to live their most confident lives. And so they believe in responsive giving. And so thanks to your support, they either donate their high performance products or much needed funds to help communities thrive. Can't emphasize enough how great their mascara is. Their unique formula creates tubes around each eyelash to lengthen them. Plus, it's incredibly easy to remove. Just a gentle wash with warm water, and it doesn't leave any smudges. The nourishing ingredients also support longer, stronger, and healthier looking lashes over time. And let me tell you, as someone with blonde eyebrows, I really do appreciate the natural look of their Infinity Waterproof Eyebrow Liner. This easy-to-use waterproof pencil holds like a wax and blends like a powder. So just a few strokes to the line of your brows and fill in any sparse areas, and it comes with a little spoolie brush to lift and tame your brows afterwards. So with 8 shades to choose from, you'll always find the perfect match for your natural brow hair color. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/magic. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/magic for 10% off your first order. Jaima, as I play with this new format, which is basically like a little peek inside my diary or just pieces of my human and even my shadow, and opening up parts of me that I never really dare share on the real show. So this is always a little scary to publish for whatever reason, but I know it feels right, especially when I hear back that you may have resonated or you needed to hear it in some way. It's funny how we can conceptualize whatever people share about their experience, but when they are in that moment of experiencing it and share it, we really remember how we're not alone. And so right now, this is what would have been an exclusive episode, but it's free while Mercury retrograde is taking place, so I don't want to start any new big endeavor just in case. So I hope you enjoy these additional solos, as it does seem as if it's helpful and healing in some ways. So I'm excited to continue to do this. And then in light of Valentine's Day this upcoming weekend, and so I'll be sharing my human along with my heart and my soul's feelings and experiences of love and recent love, quote unquote love. And so my human, again, is quite resistant to release this. And my human's also resistant to love in some ways. But it's so funny how my heart and soul interject when the human and the shadow want to express whatever it is. But guess what? That's the beauty of it all, is that it's okay to express your human and your shadow, as then you release it. And the soul, the heart, will remind you what's true or what's love. And in this case, literally romantic love. That is another expression of connection to source, to God, to oneness. So I hope you enjoy this episode. They say we have a soulmate out there, or a twin flame, and perhaps we have many, and perhaps we have only one, or maybe none, in all honesty. But I ask, what is even a soulmate, a twin flame? I've heard these terms, I've shared these terms, I've offered this term to identify another and distinguish each term from each other. I hear all these people reveal what they believe a soulmate or a twin flame is. From my perspective, a soulmate is someone who you may have danced with in other lifetimes, part of your soul family, and you just know you remember them when you connect with them, and they can be a friend or a family member or even a romantic partner. But the twin flame, that layer feels as though it runs a bit deeper. Some people say it's another half of your soul, another piece of your soul, and then others say that it's the other person that's here to experience this life with you. That was part of your soul's calling, was to meet and to connect. But there might be a lot of tension till your souls surrender to each other. I don't see the harm in using these terms, but sometimes when we do, and that person leaves, that deep affinity for the other human can sometimes create more pain, more suffering in the human, as the human's mind might narrate this idea that you've lost a piece of yourself, your soul, and that's far from true. Far from true. We're an untethered soul. So this idea that they've been a part of my soul, perhaps I've known them in past lives, perhaps not. But they were only an experience for the soul, and I don't feel as though anyone is really here to complete my soul or make me whole. So I bounce around with this term, twin flame. Again, there are many people sharing different definitions of it as well. So who knows? Maybe the twin flame experience that I'm aware of or that seems to make the most sense to me may not be exactly what a twin flame is. And when the humans go, the human goes, who I felt this deep, intense connection with, I've never labeled someone a twin flame, but definitely a soulmate. And even that, when they go, can be painful. And my human also can't help but question, were they even a soulmate? Were they just another fleeting mate for the soul? Were they a soulmate who was supposed to enter my life for a short pocket of time? A deep pocket, and in the depths of that pocket there was lust in the guise of love, and there were butterflies that sometimes I wonder were actually warning signs, were actually red flags or dragonflies. Because when I reflect back to the few times I was actually in love, and one was a true love, I remember with this one love, it was a calm love, a feeling of calm, a calm in love, and a trust in that I just knew we were meant. It obviously didn't mean forever, but it meant for that time, and it was for a long time. And now, in the rare times I connect with another human, another potential life partner, well, at least someone my human has painted as a possibility of a partner, that's all they've really been is a possibility. So perhaps because my gut, my paradigm, knows to keep a distance or chooses to keep a distance for whatever reason, even if we're physically close, and I mean physically close, regardless, my human still, for whatever reason, because of past trauma and shadows and maybe past life experiences, but I know in this life experience why my human keeps a distance. And for whatever reason, refuses to fully open up and surrender to love. And not open up to the idea of him completely. And the many hymns who I've now written many hymns with of a temporary love story. But still, I question. Which is funny because as I share this, I have to roll my eyes at myself and laugh because I know why some of them came and all of them gone, as each man has taught me a lesson or two, a lesson about me, a lesson about him, a lesson about the future him who may be the soulmate or that twin flame perhaps. There's something about that word. I don't want to label that person a twin flame, but I've learned through all these men about the future him that's also going to be a light in my life. And again, another calm love, perhaps. Or perhaps not. Why limit it? And why create a story or a narration around it? Like this recent man, we had an intense connection immediately. Well, at first it was the intention for a friendship, that we clearly had a crush on each other. Maybe even a business transaction, which is funny as there's been a few of those. But, you know, something about him felt very different. And my human was convinced he was undoubtedly the one. And I felt like I knew him before. I felt like I knew him actually right away when I interacted with him, and it felt like my soul has danced with his soul in other lifetimes. And now I wonder, was this all in my human's mind? Or was this really a truth in my heart? And I don't need to answer this right now or even know, but I question. And then maybe this was simply just a dance to dance away a karmic lesson, or the dance was beyond my human's comprehension. But we danced, and it felt like we were dancing again in this life like we did in other lives. And I thought we he was the one. Honestly, I did. I thought he was the one until I figured out I wasn't the only one. And this is something I had to break, as it's a repeated pattern that I needed to show the universe I'm worth being the only one. And though it was painful, and it's one of those blind trusts in the universe and showing up for myself for what I deserve, you know, saying goodbye with grace is exactly what the soul needed. So I'm thankful for him and for the lessons, but continue to hold on to this blind hope, this seed of faith that the future him is out there. And instantly he'll know and I know, and he won't need to decide between me and another woman. So now I reflect back in what I thought was butterflies that actually felt like dragonflies. And I kind of knew that they were telling me to not create such intensity in the fantasy of him, or tie my human's idea of a soulmate or a twin flame to him, because that will only intensify the feeling when in this situation the heart is destined to break into pieces. And as I've picked up each piece and wove each piece back together, and I honestly do feel stronger now than ever before, I also need to be open to the idea of being open again, and being open to not keep that distance. So she's opening again, and she's a strong heart. I do feel like strong hearts are the ones who continue to believe in love, even if they feel broken, or even if they keep breaking. And I've had many heartbreaks in my life, but hasn't everybody been the one that's heart's breaking, or been the heartbreaker, or simultaneously at the same time? It's funny, because as I say this, nothing, no piece of me is broken. And no one really ever is. Is our heart really breaking, or is it just a simple ache? Because you're just releasing, mourning the energy of this loss, and the way to release it is to cry it out, or to mourn in whatever way and not suppress it. It's funny, because as I say this again, we all have the shadow and shadow work to do to heal whatever wound and open up to whatever love. Even if you are in love, there are other shadows, of course, that perhaps your human is still revealing. It's a never-ending life process, unless you're perhaps at a samadhi state or just completely enlightened, like Byron Katie, Eckhart Tolle. And if I'm being honest with myself, what brings me more peace is trusting in the divine timing of it all. Though some may see this as naive, very naive, I still feel there's something so magical that my human is working through in her experience. And to line up with another human who's roaming this earth, and who's a soul I've known for hundreds of years, or who I've danced with for hundreds of years. With Mother's Day just around the corner, are you thinking about something truly special for your mama? I am. And let me tell you about mylifeinabook.com. It's a unique service that turns your mom's life stories into a beautiful book. Pretty cool, right? So here is how it works. Every week, mylifeinabook.com will send her a question via email, and these can be pre-written questions about her life or any custom questions you wish to ask. And then she can either type her response or record her voice. And then mylifeinabook.com compiles all of her responses into a beautiful keepsake book. And then guess what? They can even create an audiobook using her voice recordings. You get to preserve her voice and her stories for your family. I mean, imagine you're discovering stories about her youth, her adventures, the challenges that she had to overcome in life, the way that you two connect and relate, and also the way her grandkids will relate to her. I mean, this book becomes a legacy and something that you and your future generations can truly treasure forever. I mean, your mom's given you a lifetime of stories, so this is your chance to give her a way to share them. And not only am I creating one for my mom now for Mother's Day, but for my dad's birthday, as my dad is turning 80 this year, and I like to gift him with sentimental gifts. You know, he's gifted my family and I so many treasured moments, so I wanted to create something for us to collect these memories, and for my future kids, for them to know my father's voice. So beautiful, sentimental, easy to use. Let me emphasize, easy to use. And you can truly create one for anyone. Your mom, your dad, your bestie, maybe even you. So check out mylifeinabook.com and use code MAGIC at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day. That's mylifeinabook.com and use code MAGIC for 10% off today. Do I feel we need to place so much pressure on this idea of finding the one in my 30s? Absolutely not. And definitely not in my 20s. In fact, I am so thankful to have lived and loved and experienced my 20s freely with many men and many seemingly soulmate connections who taught me their own beautiful lessons, even though I stayed solo. And my humans convinced that the 30s are different, but I also have to remind that mind that I've only just begun. And unlike the princesses who were at the mercy of someone else's beck and call before Prince Charming swept her off her feet, I feel lucky to be independent and standing on my own two feet and not needing anyone. And in fact, there's something that's so powerful about knowing that whenever he comes, well, that's at least in my case, but when he, she, they come, to not need them. We don't need them. We don't need their love. We just want it. We desire it. Not even a burning desire, but just something feels right, and so we want it. We don't even need to long for it. It's just, I want you, and so why not be with you? Which is a way more powerful place to be than needing somebody or longing for somebody, because that feels so desperate. And if they were to walk away, you would be just fine. You are just fine. Even though I've had my heart broken, I was always and still always am just fine. More than fine. More than okay. I believe that's what made all the last men I've been with a quick mend of the heart. Is my independence and me being okay with being a single lady, throwing my hands up. I've been okay with being the love of my life. I'm okay with being the love of my life right now. And in fact, I do love that freedom, even though my inner child may still hold on to this little glimpse of hope that Prince Charming will walk into my life one day and sweep me off my feet. I'm also very thankful that I'll never feel like I'll have to drop a glass slipper, or I never feel like I don't need to depend on living happily ever after with another human. I just need to love me, because I'll live happily ever after with me. And it's best to continue being the best version of myself today, and the right guy whose frequency is akin to my own will align. Perhaps for a long time, or another one with beautiful lessons that's just a short window of time. And whenever our timelines align, I've been told by others who've read me, who've read my chart or used their gift of mediumship to read me, and they've told me about pieces of him, and that there will be an everlasting love, and that I'm here to experience love, and it will be a soulmate connection. But even with those whispers, sharing their pebbles of hope, my human can doubt. I remind my human to remain open and not to tie a certainty or tie that to my happiness, but just trust that it will all divinely align. And so if you're single right now too, why not place in your heart pocket this idea of love and being open to receive it in divine time? Be so, so, so thankful that you have you, and your love is more than enough, and that he, she, they may come and may be on their way right now, but in the meantime, focus on the betterment, the expansion, the excitement of your own timeline, and romanticizing your own timeline. Bring yourself flowers. Why don't you buy yourself that heart box of chocolates this Valentine's Day? And how exciting is it that you do get to stand solo? You're fiercely independent. And if one human happens to come and it feels like you are on similar frequencies and it feels good, great. But if they left, that's fine too. And that's why I'm hesitant to just label someone twin flame or soulmate immediately. Perhaps soulmate isn't as intense as saying twin flame, because soulmates do come and go, and there are different reasons for each one. They could be there for just a short period of time to heal whatever karmic lesson. Again, soulmate is not as heavy, but there are people that might label someone a twin flame. And also, if others are aware of their idea that they're twin flame, it makes it hard on the one who either really is their twin flame or on their future partners. I certainly wouldn't want to date someone with the assumption that they assume that their twin flame is someone else. So it's one of those labels, I feel like it's heavy for some people, maybe for spiritualists who really take it very seriously. I hesitate to use that exact word or exact phrase, because we can feel a deep connection with most anybody. And again, perhaps they are a soulmate and part of our soul family. I mean, why not? And does my illusion or feeling of dancing with that other person for lifetimes mean it was not a soulmate since it did not work out? Apparently, we only have one twin flame. So I'll probably keep my distance with saying twin flame unless my guides come down and they say, this human is your twin flame. But okay, do I really have to be so dramatic with labels? I think that's just a spiritualist in me who really believes in the magic and the power of a lot of these terms. Sometimes it's not just a word, but a deep divine expression. And it can be difficult for one or both humans to surrender to connection. And honestly, now, I said this before, but my human tends to keep her distance because her ego, my ego, does not want to feel that shame of fool me once, shame on you, fool me twice. You know, of course, I'm aware that if it's meant to be, honestly, it will be. But my ego has been interjecting to protect the human, to protect the heart. My first love was in high school. Well, it's a tricky one, because my first person I was truly in love with, of course, happened later, and we had a wonderful relationship. But the person that I remember being first in love with or cared about so deeply was in high school. And did he love me back? But here is the funny karmic repeated pattern. He was behind my back hooking up with some of my best friends. And so my human still, for whatever reason, keeps her distance for many men. But I was genuinely in love, and I didn't give myself the grace, the self-love, and instead gave him all the grace to come and go as he pleased, even if it brought me pain. Obviously, I've changed and grown from that, so I do, of course, open myself up, but there's still always a little seed of doubt that I have yet to release as a shadow. And so that makes it a little challenging to fully, deeply connect with people in the way they probably want to connect. So I've had many times when I want for one moment the romantic love, and the next moment I've put them in the friend zone, and that's not fair. But my mind, my ego, goes back to the reasoning, the cerebral reasoning that they say trust takes years to build, a second to break, and forever to repair. And honestly, this is something that the human just tends to go through. Once someone breaks your trust at a young age, it's not fair to, but sometimes a shadow in us might place that pain onto others that we might carry through adulthood. So whenever I enter into a relationship that's intense, my human immediately shifts to, how's this going to end? There's already that resistance of distrust. So this is again a shadow that I am releasing. And it's not an easy one, for the ego tells me I need it and to not be naive. But how am I supposed to open up to love if I immediately reject it? Even if it feels right and I'm excited and it's intense and it's deep, there's always that whisper, it's going to end. So that's when I question, because that whisper comes when I receive the butterflies, because my mind will tell those butterflies to simmer down, and those butterflies turn into dragonflies. And it also triggers that thought, like, oh, you like this person a lot. So yeah, since you really like them, you know it's just not gonna work out. So, dear ego, Raquel's ego, I'm letting you know that I'm placing an affirmation out there that whenever you give me butterflies, that means it's a sign of my soul's excitement, that I've met someone special and I can trust them. And it no longer represents, or I'll no longer hear the whisper of what you've whispered before. So now my butterflies are now a sign of my soul's excitement and that I've met someone special and that I can trust them. And with saying that, I want to thank my gut for giving me the sign that this is a human that it's okay to walk away from and just love as a friend. But the butterflies, that's a sign of excitement. And I think it's okay, it definitely is okay to have some standards, but we don't want to create too many limits on the person. I mean, I do have, my humans created some standards recently, like I don't want to date anyone again in this same field. I've dated a couple guys in this space that do something similar to what I do, and it just gets messy. It just gets messy. But then you hear my human interjecting and placing limits on whoever this person is. And now my heart is telling me to not worry and just be open and live and love with the intensity that I feel is right. The intensity I choose to, with the intensity that I innately do. Because let's be honest, even if it doesn't work out with someone new that I open to, it's okay, because with all experiences and expressions of love, there are newly experienced expressions of connection to source, to God's love, to divine love. And that's a gift in and of itself, and that you can carry this with you and the new lessons of expansion for your human, whatever you learn from whoever you meet. Even if it's hard for a moment, how beautiful sometimes that heartbreak is. I look back and I feel as though my heartbreaks, they created a lot of poetry, a lot of art, a lot of beauty into my life. And they weren't moments of darkness, they were truly just moments of a new sense of love for myself, a transformation, a opportunity to see and remember my strength and how strong my heart is. And they brought a new lesson to my human of expansion, a new lesson for my soul. And we're here for our soul to experience a variety of different lessons. So why not feel open or be open to the possibility, and why shy away from love, even if it doesn't work out? With loving them or being open to the possibility with them, you'll learn more about you and the future him, her, they. So be open, dear one, be open. I guess I must end this with a new affirmation. I am open to receive love. I am open to receive love. Have a magical weekend or rest of your day. Aho. Yomis, that is a wrap. That is a wrap for this episode. I hope that something spoke deeply to you, expanded you in some way. Please let me know if so. You can catch me on Instagram at Raquel Mantra. I spell Raquel a different way than most, so you can see the spelling in the show notes. Or hang out with the Yomis, the like-minded, very conscious and expansive and helpful souls on the Your Own Magic Facebook group, especially a place to turn to when it comes to, well, whatever you're going through. And there are several tools on the euromagic.life membership site. All right, well, thank you so much, and have a magical rest of your day.